honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I live in a town that's a third conservation land. I can go to the woods whenever I want, which is fabulous. However, I also live in an area with lots of ticks that carry Lyme disease. So you have to be really careful. Check yourself, check your dog. It's not something you want to mess with. Well, we've got the wonderful Kelly LeBrock, who joins us here on Naturally Savvy twice a month. She's going to talk about Lyme disease, how it's affected the people in her lives, and what we can do. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, beautiful. How are you? Good morning, good afternoon, Boston. Lyme disease is something that I'm really crazy about. I know a lot of people that have it. I know a lot of people that have spent years, up to five, 10 years on antibiotics with shunts in their heart and all that kind of stuff. But isn't Lyme disease a spirochete, which means it's a bacteria and a virus? Is that correct?
Oh, that's something I'd have to look up. Let me look that up.
Okay, because if it is truly a spirochete, like venereal disease, syphilis is, then when you give it antibiotics, you drive it deeper. Is that not correct? I don't know.
You know, with what I find interesting is I know a few people that have Lyme disease, and one of the treatments they do have to, like you're saying, is they do have to go through antibiotics. Kelly, you were saying before we went on live that you know some people who have Lyme disease. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's very debilitating. It affects the heart. It destroys the heart. It destroys all parts of your internal organs. It destroys your mind. In fact, there's a girl here that's on Beverly Hills Housewives that I've just reached out to yesterday. I don't even know her. But she can't read. She can't write. She can't sit up. Her life is gone. It's been taken from her. She's done all the course of the antibiotics. She's done everything else. And do you know what I have seen help Lyme's disease? The only thing I've seen is when doctors give up on patients. My friend that died, Bob Sands, would treat the Lyme's patients. He called them Lymies. And he would treat them with hyperbarics at 2.8 atmospheres, which would kill off the bacteria. The secondary infections are what is so dangerous, I believe, with the Lyme. And it's crazy how Lyme's travels the blood-brain barrier in like seconds. And yet we can't find drugs to travel the brain-blood barrier.
Well, I found out that it does say Lyme disease, also known as, probably pronounced this wrong, borreliosis is a Borrelia burgdorferi bacterium infection. And so it's a bacterium infection.
Yes, but I don't know. The more antibiotics you give it, it seems to hide. And it looks like people are getting better, but then 10 years down the road, when they have stress or have some big nasty thing happen to them, the Lyme comes up, and it literally kills people. And one other thing I did notice is that some people that have been diagnosed with MS actually have Lyme.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm not surprised. I think the symptoms would mimic each other.
They do. And if you have MS, you have to treat with hyperbarics at a different depth than you do if you have Lyme's disease. You treat at a different depth. And these were just all very interesting things that I have watched through the last 20 years when my friend was doing, I guess, experimental stuff with hyperbarics. But he was giving these people treatments, and they were getting better. I mean, it took 40 or 50 treatments, and the die-off, the Herxheimer's reaction is awful. I mean, they go through horrible brain fogs and full of yeast. And you know, the other thing that's really important is probiotics, obviously, if you're going to be dousing yourself with all these antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
But
I was going to say, did he see that these people were able to get rid of their Lyme disease, or it goes into remission? Like, what exactly was he seeing with the oxygen treatment? Like, what was
he was seeing it, and I was actually watching it myself. I spent a lot of time with Bob and his clinic because I loved what he was doing with cancer and all these other things. The Lymies that were coming in wheelchairs, or they were coming in and their faces were to the floor. And after 20 or 30 treatments, sometimes they wanted to quit because they felt so bad. But you know what I would see? I would see people that said, thank you for giving me my life back. That's why I'm doing this show. I'm not a doctor. I don't know much, but I know a little bit, and I know that there are other treatments out there, and to eat properly is really important. I was listening to Carol Alt. She's fantastic. I used to model with her. And the fact that we're afraid of... Oh, she's. I mean, she's so freaking beautiful, it's not even funny. The woman does not have a gray hair on her head.
And you know what? Beautiful inside and out, really. Truly inside
and out.
Yeah.
But I watched her just turn her life around, and I just worked with her in Italy a couple of years ago. She's one of the most vibrant-looking people on the planet, and that comes from let thy food be thy medicine, thy medicine be thy food.
And yeah, so she's anybody, a raw foodist.
Yes, completely. I mean, I don't know if I could eat raw chicken, but she eats raw chicken and raw beef.
Wow. Well, they're not eating. Does she eat raw beef? I thought it's your raw food. We should ask Carol this.
I've talked about
it.
Yeah, she'll eat raw. She'll eat carpaccio. What's it called when it's raw? Raw beef?
Yes, carpaccio.
Oh, she said something correct. Interesting. Okay. You know what? I guess I didn't know that.
But there are people out there, huh? Sorry, go on. I'll be quiet.
No, the question I had for you is, so now that, you know, is Bob's Clinic still around? So let's say people who are listening are like, you know what, I really want to get treatment. You know, how could they find out more about it? Where could they find out about it, I guess?
Unfortunately, Bob went under because he gave everybody free treatment. He was doing things that no one else would do, and he was taking on people that everybody else had given up on. So his clinic is kaput. But I believe if you look up HBO or Lyme's disease, you will find a lot of information on Lyme's disease and how to try and get rid of it. And it's not just by taking the antibiotics. It's really not. I watched a friend die up here. He died a horrible death. It attacked his face. He had a stroke. And I tried to get him to hyperbarics for like a year and a half. I called him all the time. And finally he got into it. But you know what? It prolonged the disease and made him live longer, but the quality of his life was not good. He needed to get in there quickly. So anybody who thinks they have Lyme's disease, I tell you what, the Chinese medicine, the herb, they know how to kill some of these spirochetes. Because they're nasty, they change. They go deeper and then they become something else so that you can't find them. It's harder to detect. I'm just passionate about this because I know there's a lot of people out there with Lyme's and... just want to try and help them.
No, it's so important. And homeopathics are a way that people get treated as well.
Yes, homeopathy is wonderful. But again, if you don't have a great practitioner and if the person is not doing what they're supposed to, it's a very subtle treatment. Homeopathy is very sensitive. If you drink coffee or you eat sweets or whatever, you negate the properties of it. Isn't that correct, I think?
No, I don't. You know what? I'm not sure 100%. It'd be good to actually speak to a homeopath about it.
Yes.
But they used to be, they say you couldn't eat or drink when you're taking the homeopathy. But I think now their thinking has changed a little bit, but I don't know exactly.
Yeah, and it's a very complex, you've got to be an investigator to understand homeopathy. There's so many layers of the onion you have to peel through, and then you have to give remedies and you have to give different strengths. Because I developed a kit when I developed a kit for kids. And it had stuff for bumps and bruises and fever. Belladonna is fantastic for fever.
Arnica for bruises.
Yes, and arnica for bumps and bruises. Yeah, all good stuff.
Yeah.
But you live
now,
in
the Lyme
area.
Some of the symptoms. Oh, we'll get into that later. I want to talk about some of the symptoms. Andrea, go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, Lisa, we're out of time, unfortunately, for today. I know it goes by so fast. It's crazy. But Kelly, you know what? Next time, you know, we can continue this conversation or we could talk about something different. But thank you for being on our show. I mean, as always, you're a breath of fresh air. And this topic is a serious one. And I think for those of you who are listening, I mean, there are, you know, ways that you can look it up online and there are treatments available. So, Kelly, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you, ladies. God bless.
You can find out more about Kelly on Pinterest at Kelly's Kitchen. And you can also follow her on Twitter at Kelly LeBrock. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy. Stay well.